Does a bioreactor make sense on your farm? Hello everyone, I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, brought to you by Balance GT. High soybean yields coupled with effective weed control. That's the potential of the Balance GT Soybean Performance System. Learn more at balancegtsoybeans.com. A water quality professor at the University of Illinois says bioreactors are gaining popularity across the Corn Belt, but they aren't for everyone. More after this. Dr. Laura Christensen is an assistant professor of water quality in the Department of Crop Sciences at the University of Illinois. She says the concept of a wood chip bioreactor is still fairly new.
We've been doing research on bioreactors for about 20 years, but really the field scale implementation has really been gaining ground the last 5 years. I'd say there's maybe 70 or 80 bioreactors across the Midwest. It's a little bit still in demonstration phase, but it's really proven itself as a useful technology, farmer-friendly, doesn't require land out of production.
The simplest way to describe a bioreactor is a trench filled with wood chips that farmers route their tile drainage through.
And we know that tile drainage often contains nitrate, which leaches out of our agricultural fields. So inside the wood chip bioreactor, there's good bacteria that colonize the wood chips, and as the nitrate floats by them inside this trench, these good bacteria are able to convert the nitrate to stable, non-harmful nitrogen gas.
While the environmental benefits are obvious, she says the cost of installing a bioreactor has been a limiting factor.
Out of the slate of practices and things that we like to see farmers doing to keep nitrate from moving downstream, it does have a substantial kind of startup or capital cost, and that cost is roughly $8,000 to $12,000 for the installation of a wood chip bioreactor. But, you know, compared to some other practices that you might pay for every year, with a bioreactor, you can be one and done, you know, for 10 years. So there is that substantial startup cost in year one, but then really you don't have any costs over the next 10 years until it's time to replace the wood chips.
And Christensen says bioreactors aren't for everyone.
Really, these are intended for treating tile drainage. And so if you don't have tile drainage, nitrate leaving your farm is probably not a big issue for you. There's not a lot of nitrate that travels over the surface of our soil in erosion. So if you're concerned about erosion or sediment moving from your field, you know, that's not a bioreactor.
Bioreactors work well in edge-of-field areas because the trenches tend to be long and narrow, and Christensen recommends a field-scale approach, meaning tile drainage receiving no more than 80 acres per bioreactor. With Managing for Profit, I'm Mark Dorenkamp on Brownfield, Ag News for America.